time again for your letters. I'm here with News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Christopher, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's on listeners' minds this week?
Two things: spanking kids and the other F word. Last Thursday, our roundtable panelists discussed actor Isaiah Washington's use of an anti-gay slur to refer to fellow actor T.R. Knight. Both men are part of the hit TV show Grey's Anatomy. Here's a little bit of that chat.
You don't want to ever accuse someone of something, as he said, that vile, if in fact they didn't do it. So I would like to just reserve judgment to see how this plays out further.
What I would propose is to have Attorney General Al Gonzalez issue a finding on this.
I like that.
Matter of a serious concern to our democracy.
Hedlyn Walton of Lansing, Michigan wrote with this: to say that T.R. Knight needs to grow up and just get over it, and that the cast members should keep their problems and opinions to themselves, seems a bit dismissive. I wonder if they would have had the same attitude if the gay actor called the black actor the N-word.
And Fernando Perez Lee of Burke, Virginia wrote, "We should be equally outraged by racist, sexist, homophobic, or any other type of offensive language or behavior. We should not be making an issue of bad behaviors just when it happens to affect us or whatever group we belong to directly."
One of the topics on Monday's roundtable was proposed legislation in California that would make it illegal to spank children under 3 years old.
Absolutely, I believe in spanking. Though I do have to say that with regard to this particular piece of legislation, the issue is kids three and younger.
Right.
And, you know, so a lot of people may fall into a murky area there and say, well, I don't know about that. Maybe there are different ways of handling it. But, you know, it'll be a lot of black folks in jail or fined, I think.
Fatima Ost of Alexandria, Virginia, didn't like the tone of that conversation. She wrote, "How could it be so easy for you and your guests to laugh and joke when discussing the decision to willfully strike a child? If you were having the same conversation about a husband willfully striking his wife, I'm certain you would have approached the topic with the serious consideration it deserves."
And Laura Jones of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, wrote in about the stereotype of black parents as spankers and white parents as non-spankers. She said, "You're right that it is a widely held belief, and I'm here to tell you it's not true. For myself and all the white folks who grew up with perpetually sore behinds, let's set the record straight." And here's an update. On Tuesday, we featured an interview with Jensen Atwood, co-star of Noah's Ark, a series about gay blacks in Los Angeles. We reported that the Logo Network, which airs the series, said it would continue despite rumors to the contrary. But now Logo says it will instead release a Noah's Ark film to theaters in 2008 that will pick up where the TV series storyline ended after season two. Logo says how well the movie does will be a factor in whether the show returns for a third season.
Are there some thoughts you want to express? Drop us a line.
You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher, thanks a lot, bro.
Anytime, Tom.
That's our show for today. Thanks for being with us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.